All right, welcome back to the Speakeasy. So today, we got a special guest, an old friend, up and coming, Ultimate Fight. Actually, not Ultimate Fighter. That's a different sport. Boxing. Mike Badman Ohan is here. Well, he's not here, but we got him on the line.
What's up?
Fucking. So you're here with me. You got Joey here. He's in for Sacco today, and you got Joe who's producing. So. Everyone's here. So, it was good to see you the other night at Encore for
great fights.
Watching Supernova knock that dude out in the first round.
That was crazy. It was
dope. But, alright, so let's get it going. We're going to do a real basic interview for you, you know, nice and simple, not to stress you out.
Sounds good. I'm actually on the floor painting right now.
It's a wicked man. Hell yeah, man. You got to keep those arms strong. So, what I wanted to ask was, did you know that you were going to be a boxer the day that you concussed Joey?
Oh, my God. No.
Dude, you fucking cold cocked him.
He hit me so hard, I didn't even know what happened.
He actually didn't. Joey didn't know.
I was like, what just happened to me?
We're kids, man. We're young.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious. What was it? Joey, like, laid you out when we were playing football?
Something like that.
And you just got pissed off, right? That's all it was?
Yeah, something like that.
And then I kept playing.
I don't remember exactly, but it was a good reason, Joey. It was a real good reason.
I probably deserved it. But I kept playing football with that concussion.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, is it getting cloudy out? They're like, no, it's a bright, sunny day, Joey. I'm like, oh, okay.
Fucking idiot.
It's all right. We made it.
Yeah.
I know. We're still here.
We made it.
Much love.
So, Ohan is 9-1. He's got 5 knockouts. Fucking killer. Straight killer. So, what we really wanted to ask was, I mean, we got a bunch of stuff lined up for you, but just, so, you've been kicking ass, taking names so far.
Yeah.
What was it like losing your first fight?
It's tough, you know. I'm still trying to get over it, but I it was a little injury, so I it's just getting back up on the bike, you know.
Yeah.
Keep pushing. So I mean, I can't wait to get back in there, you know.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Were you more after the fight? Were you more angry or upset or sad or humbled? Yeah. Like what was it feeling like when you walked out of the back into the locker room?
I don't know, it was just overwhelming, you know, but, I mean, it, I don't know, I ain't really, my sister's taking a video of me, but, no, I don't know, I ain't really feel much, just everything hit me at once, I was just trying to figure out what happened, you know?
Yeah, it was a split decision, right?
Yeah, it's majority something like that.
Yeah, well, at least you got that, you know what I mean? It's not like you got fucking...
I almost had him out of there a couple times, that's what I was going for, because... I gave up the first 2 rounds, and then a couple of them were close, a couple of them went my way. Just wasn't my night, you know?
Yeah.
Bad day in the office, you know?
Hell yeah, man. Hey, it happens. Fucking. Now, so, are you using that as motivation now to fucking get back in there and murder the next dude?
Of course. I would love that rematch as soon as I get my body back to 100%, you know?
Absolutely. So, what is the... the deal with that, like, do you? I know you're being promoted by Murphy's Boxing. Do you have any say in who you're fighting right now, or is it just up to the promoters?
Yeah, it's kind of up to the promoters. They ask us, we all kind of agree on it.
I got you.
And they're trying to move me along. You know what I mean? So it's business, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you're getting back into training now, right? You're fully healed up. So, how do you?
Not yet. I'm not fully. I mean, I got a bad elbow right now. I kind of got a
still rehabbing.
A little injury in there, so I got to rehab it. But I've been in the gym already, just throwing the jab, throwing the hooks and stuff like that. So, get working on my defense. Just, you know, grind don't stop.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to stay in shape.
Yeah.
Did the doctor tell you to stop jerking off so much? Is that what hurt your elbows?
He said switch hands.
There you go. That's a good man right there.
I mean, the stranger, you know?
Hell yeah, man. The strange is the way to go. So what's your training regimen like when you're prepping for a fight? Like, basically, what's the regimen for you?
Well, I learned a lot from last fight that, I did too much last time, I think, in a way. Like, I was barely sleeping. I gotta work too, so it's not, I got a full-time job also, so it's like, I was working out in the morning and then going to work and then working out at night. But I think it was just too taxing on my body. So now I'm kind of going by, like, a little is a lot, like that motto.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's just the way my body's made, a little is a lot. So I'm just going to go back to my roots where I was in the amateurs, was just running and going in the gym, no weights, no nothing, just old school fucking, running, training and at night, you know. So that's what I'm going to get back to, because that's when I was on the winning track, when I was doing all that. I was fighting every week in the amateurs, so I'm gonna get back to that.
Very nice, very nice. Fucking, it was working for you before. I don't see a reason why it wouldn't work now. Exactly. You know.
Exactly.
So you said you don't do much weight training. It's a lot of what do? Like a lot of body weight training and actual boxing.
Yeah.
Exercises as opposed to traditional weights.
Yeah, for the last fight, I did some weights, but yeah, mainly body exercises. Well, I feel like I got enough snappy power, and I've even showed that when I was like 128 pounds, you know what I mean? So I'm not even going to work on power anymore. It's all technique, you know? Anyone can knock out anyone. It just depends on hit him with the right shot, hit him when he's not looking, you know?
Absolutely.
So I'm going to get back to that, just running. I just want to be a cardio machine in a way, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cardio for days. That's man, what kills everybody.
Hell yeah, man. Mike, exactly. you actually, were you there for the first fight at Encore?
No. Actually, had a little issue. I couldn't make it there that quick.
Right. I remember we were talking about that. So, man, like, these guys were wailing on each other. Like, it was a good fight. But you could see that, like,
lack of technique.
It was not even necessarily lack of technique, but man, they were getting exhausted, and they were only doing a 4-round fight, you know.
Yeah.
But
was
like
it debut?
Yes, I believe so. I think they were both pro debuts, and man,
yeah, that's probably why. Because usually you get a lot of nerves your first fight, you know. Even my first pro fight, I had a lot of nerves going, and you want to throw more punches. And you're not throwing too much, you gas out a little bit, but, it's all experience, you know?
Absolutely. What do you think you're best at in the ring? Like, would you describe yourself as, like a power puncher, a defensive fighter, a counter puncher? You know, do you like to rope-a-dope? Like, what, you know what I mean? Like, what, how would you describe yourself?
I would say, like the old school name for that would probably be like a boxer puncher.
Yeah.
Like I'm a good boxer, but I got some snap, I got some pop. So I don't know. My best asset, I think, in my legs. You know, my legs always got me out of situations if I had injuries and stuff like that. So that's my best asset is moving around.
So you'd say your ability to move,
generalship, good at ring IQ. Stuff like that.
Nice. I was going to say, so your ability to move around the ring as well as being like a technically skilled boxer, you're not like in there trying to brawl, you're in there to box. Like you're going to...
Yeah, exactly. Like when you're in there to brawl, that's when you gas out. That's probably why those guys gas out in that debut. You know?
Absolutely. I think Joey's got one for you.
Where do you find your motivation, your drive to keep going and keep training as hard as you do and keep going out there and whooping everyone's ass?
I got a dream of being a world champion, so that's what I want. I'm pushing for.
Goddamn right.
So that's my goal.
Holbrook pride, baby.
Yeah.
Hometown hero.
Fucking A, man. So you do see yourself in a few years from now, like say 5 years from now, your view for yourself is to be world champ.
Yep.
That's what I like to hear, man.
When I was a kid, even before I was watching.
Soon we're going to be flying out to Vegas and watching you fight.
Yep, I can't wait.
What fighters did you look up to? Like, you're a welterweight, so, I mean, obviously, it could be anyone, not necessarily in your weight class, but, like, what fighters did you look up to, or do you still look up to, guys that you really like watching their fights and studying them, and whether they're still fighting or not? It could be someone, you know, like a Mayweather or, you know, anyone.
Yeah, whatever. Well, I'm big into the, like, the history. Mm-hmm. That's where I get my boxing skills, my ring IQ. I mean, my father trained with Hagler. I really looked up to him and his way, his, like, kind of tactics of destruct and destroy, you know what I mean? He put yourself in, like, confinement during training camp and, like, wanted to kill this guy, you know what I mean? But I like that drive. Like, that's, it's like the old school drive. I got a lot of old school, in me, you know, but, I also looked up to, when I was a lighter weight, Alexis Arguello. They called him the thin, explosive thin man, because he was like 120 pounds. Like, look him up. He's an old fighter, real good fighter. He used to fight 50 pounders. Everyone, Ali, even like Duran, Sugar Ray Leonard, everyone. I take from everyone. Tommy Hearns. I love the old school fighters. And like the newer guys, I know I watch it, but I know I'm on that level in the amateurs. I fought guys that fought them.
So you look at them as competition now, not idols anymore. So, that's a good way of thinking about it.
Exactly. So I don't wanna look up to them and then I end up having to fight them and be like, I looked up to them, show them too much respect. I want to get in there and show them no respect, you know.
Hell yeah.
Not until after the last bell rings.
Absolutely. Do you, out of all, like, the big names in the welterweight division boxing now, who would you most like to get in the ring with?
The welterweight division?
Yeah.
I mean, the top guy, the champion. I mean, I think there's a couple of them. I mean, Pacquiao just beat Thurman.
Yep.
Errol Spence, he's the boogeyman of the division, they say.
Yeah, he is.
Crawford's there, too. Crawford's an animal.
Are the Charlo brothers?
I just want to be in the top. I mean, I don't care who I fight. I just want to get up there. I want to be ranked top, high up there. Number one. I want to be ranked number one.
Fucking A, man. That's what I like to hear. So what do you think? If we line it up, you get in the ring with Deontay Wilder.
I got to eat some food, but I'll fight
anyone. Give him a few months to bulk up.
Yeah, we got to get Mike to put on another 60 pounds. Ringing. What do you... So speaking of that, though, of Wilder, what do you think of boxing, the state of boxing today? Like, because I think it's becoming
it's revitalizing
again. I think boxing
is coming back around big.
It's never, I mean, to the public, I mean, to the real boxing fans, it's never, didn't go anywhere. But
right.
To like the heavyweight division made a little comeback for, like, the public, because they got
household
three
names.
Or four, like, guys who can build fights too, like Tyson Fury. He knows how to sell a fight.
Yeah, he does.
Like Wilder and Fury together, they both know how to sell a fight. So it's, I mean, they don't hate each other, and they, I mean, they might say they do.
Oh, yeah, but no, there's respect.
At the end of the day, I mean, they know how to sell a fight, you know. Mm-hmm. And they know how to put on a show. You've seen their last fight together.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
What a fight that was.
Jesus. So who do you got in the rematch of Ruiz and Joshua? Who are you picking?
Oh, I got Ruiz. I got Ruiz. He's just too tight. He's been doing it forever since he was a kid. He's too technically sound. Like, Anthony Joshua is just, he just lacks technique, you know. I don't see him picking up that much skill in such a little of time. I mean,
he's got the look. He lacks the skill.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that, because I remember this was like the most sought after fight for a while, was Wilder Joshua, and it never happened. Do you think that Joshua could even last in the ring with Wilder, or do you think Wilder would put him out?
I think Wilder would put him. I mean, now that I see it, before I didn't know. I didn't know what Wilder could do either until he fought Fury. I had a whole new respect for him after even that Ortiz, when he fought Luis Ortiz, he knocked him out. He was losing that fight.
Yeah, he was shook.
And he knocked him out.
Yeah, that was probably the best challenge that Wilder had had so far.
Yeah, at that point before the Wilder fight, before the Fury fight, definitely.
Yeah.
100%. He has that equalizer. He's not even he's an athletic freak. Even the workouts he does, you should see it. Look him up on YouTube. It's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
He do crazy workouts. He sets records. It's amazing.
So you've been fighting all over the place now. If you had to pick one place as the best venue for a fight that you've had, what place would that be?
Definitely the Garden. I didn't fight there, but I was supposed to. I had a little injury then.
Oh, and, right, I remember that.
Yep.
I forget what it was, but that was. I would love to fight there.
Those casino fights are fun too.
Oh, yeah.
At least I know after all the fights I'm going out gambling for a little while afterwards.
Me too.
Fucking right.
I was up there the other night at the fights. I played some poker, won $200 in like 30 minutes.
Nice.
There you go.
Not bad.
Yeah, when are we setting up another poker tournament, man?
Hell yeah.
I would love poker it. Night. Hey, they got them in
the VFW,
the
street, right?
Yeah. I'm going up there Friday, but I definitely want to get a cash game up the gym. Mm. For that.
Yeah, let's talk about your gym for a little bit. You know, you're over there in Whitman,
yep.
South Shore Boxing Club, right?
Yep. It's been there forever.
You guys definitely know how to pump out the fighters. I know you guys got a few of them. You know, the Outlaw is.
Yeah,
He's been doing good too. So you guys clearly know what you're doing up there.
He actually has a MMA fight coming up. He does that too. He's pretty good at that.
Oh wow, he's dipping his toes in both waters, huh?
Yeah, he grew up wrestling, so he's I think it's September 7th. He's fighting. I think it's in Plymouth. So we should all get up and go there. That'll be a good time.
Would you ever consider going MMA?
I don't know. I kind of had that thought, but I want to do that towards like the tail end of the boxing career.
Right, right.
Get no stupid injuries, no cuts. You know what I mean? Knock on wood, I haven't had any bad cuts or anything like that. So
you gotta pick up some jiu-jitsu if you're going that route.
Yeah, some wrestling.
Go train with Joe Rogan.
What I've seen in the UFC right now is I feel like Dana White, he just kind of puts guys who like to bang out against each other. He don't put real technical guys in against each other because it's more boring and it's more ground game. He likes to see people bang out and he likes the crowd. You know?
Yeah, Dana definitely knows how to put asses in seats.
Yeah, because I see some of the hands on the UFC guys, they lack like boxing skills. I wouldn't just say boxing because you can't have a boxing stance. I don't think in UFC you got to be more squared up because they take that front leg. So I think, I don't know, just from what my perspective, I think a boxer would do real good in there if he changed up his stance a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
So, like you mentioned earlier, your pops, he was Hagler's sparring partner, right?
Yeah, he took him to South America with him for like a little expedition out in, I forget where. And he has some pictures and stuff. Pretty cool. He has some good stories and stuff.
Do you look up to your pops for fighting? Like, do you use him as motivation?
Yeah, definitely. It runs in my family. You know, my grandfather's my mother's side grandfather was in it. My father's side grandfather was never in it, but he loved watching it. You know, I remember teaching me how to shadow box when I was a kid. He was the first one. I remember shadow boxing in the wall in the shadow.
That's fucking awesome, man. Do you have any currently scheduled upcoming fights?
No, but I know Murphy's putting on a whole bunch of them. So I usually put one on in October, so I think I'm going to try to jump on that. It depends on how the rehab goes with the elbow, but I got...
Yeah, you don't want to push that shit.
I'm just starting my therapy in a couple of days. They just gave me some news about my elbow, so I should be back within a couple months. I'm not... as soon as this is done, I'm in shape. I can go whenever, so...
All right, man. Fucking sounds good. Well, we're looking forward to it. But yeah, like you said, yeah, we should, you said it was in Plymouth, right? The fight coming up?
Yeah, the MMA one, yeah. I think it's early September.
We should all go. We should definitely all go. That'd be a blast.
Yeah, absolutely.
But,
I'll figure out all the details and stuff.
Absolutely. Let us know. Well, all right, man. Thanks for coming on. You know, appreciate it. Fun to talk to you.
Everybody go follow Mike Badman Ohan on Facebook. What's your Instagram?
Mike Ohan Jr., no spaces.
Mike Ohan Jr., he's always posting good stuff, always posting, training and videos from him up in the gym, good quality stuff. Maybe some poker videos here and there, but, you know.
Great fucking up-and-coming fighter, guys. Don't miss him. He's doing big things. But, again, Mike Badman Ohan is out there cracking skulls. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Yeah, thank you. I'm about to hang up. But, hey, Joey, sorry about that concussion.
Hey, hold it against you. Hey, we're going to have you back on the podcast when you're friggin' 20-1, all right?
Absolutely. Anytime.
But, yeah, man, and we'll have you back on next time when you have your next fight scheduled. We'll have you come on. We can talk about it a little more.
Yeah, I'll come on anytime. Talk about anything.
Absolutely, man.
All right, brother. Take care, man. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you soon.
Have fun painting.
Yeah.
Peace. All right. And that was Mike Badman Ohan.